I mean, I don't really even know how to ask these types of questions, but how do you deal with, I guess, coach perhaps calling you out, maybe publicly, I guess? I mean, he said later that he talked to you about, it was, I guess, the San Jose game, but I mean, how do you
find
it? maybe just giving you guys a look of what happens inside the locker room. It's not a pat on the back business, and constructive criticism is a thing that coaches use and even players use. So I'm fine with it.
You think it was fair at the time? I mean, you've been playing well lately.
Yeah, obviously I had a good stretch of games, and like I said in Vegas, you don't ever play as bad as you think you did. You don't ever play as good as you think you did either. So I go back and look at it, and it wasn't my strongest, and like I said, the criticism I'm going to take to heart and get better.
Let's stay in the fight theme that he talked about out of that criticism. Why do you think this team's so good at that?
I think that you look at our team last year, and obviously we lost a lot of big pieces, but I think the way we stay connected and I think that this team, the more mature we get and the more closer we get to each other, the more connected we do get, I think it's going to keep on going up and up. But I think that's, a thing that we kind of got looked down on, in the off season, and, we're just trying to play hard and battle and get better.
The mindset, Jack, of this group coming off a long road trip where you get 3 out of 4 wins. Just what's the feeling here as you look forward to 4 in a row now here at home?
Yeah, really important to get get 3-1 on the road. The Calgary game counted as a home game, or the Heritage game counted as a home game. So 2-1 was a good record on the road. We're happy with it. We greased a couple out, but that's what you got to do to get points in this league. So as far as it goes, with the home. Being at home 4 games, we got to put our best foot forward and try to win all 4, but, just keep on working hard.